Welcome to the Life Generalist Podcast. Today, we will be talking a number of things. Everything from financials, to business, to fellatio, and coitus, of course. Always coitus, because that is the way that we do things here at the podcast. Today, it is just Ruben and I, but we welcome you to this wonderful podcast that drops every Monday. Welcome.
Did you like that, guys? Did you like that?
I lost my train of thought halfway through it. I'm like, I have nothing more to say.
Hey, man, that's what we talk about. We talk about that stuff. But we want to give you a nice and classy intro.
So what's up, dog?
It's very hard finding classical music for this. When we found it on the radio, it was very easy. They were popping off that fire classical music like it was a club. It was just classical hit after classical hit.
I would have liked something a little slower, but that worked out fine.
Yeah, it's I don't even know classical music, so whatever.
But maybe some Bach, some Beethoven, dog.
It is one of those guys, probably. I don't know. I just picked one randomly.
Well, it's like we were driving the other day, and I just kept switching stations, and there was just shit music everywhere. And I left it on the classical music station, and you were giving me a look like, the fuck? And then I was just like, dog, it's cool. You'll enjoy it. And then by the end, you were like, all right, this is pretty legit. But it takes a while. You gotta get away from all the
shit,
sucking and fucking music about partying and doing dumb
shit. Sucking and fucking?
Pretty much. And then get to the good shit, you know, the classicals, the crazy stuff. That's another reason why I liked techno, because there are some techno music that will put you through that different like ride. Like it's almost like a roller coaster ride where it's like it's a really low start, really slow.
Darude, like, Sandstorm, like, for everything.
Shit, that's still a thing on the internet where people type on the YouTube comments, are like, what song is it at 4:25? And some guy's
Darude,
like,
Sandstorm.
Darude, Sandstorm. Fucking assholes. But yeah, I think that's why I liked some of the techno stuff. Like there's some techno songs where you can just sit down, and I'm sure if you had some sort of drug-induced situation, it'd be even better. But if you could sit down and enjoy like Tiesto, what is it? Fuck, what's the song name? It's like She's a Pirate, which is one. I think they even sampled that for Pirates of the Caribbean. There's like a sample of that in there, or vice versa. And there's Tiesto. Yeah, sorry, it is Tiesto. It's like Adagio. It's a word for that they use in classical music. I'll even look that shit up right now because it's gonna bother the crap out of me. Let me see if I can find it here. I'm just Googling. I'm like, there he goes. It's like Adagio for strings. It's like Adagio for strings. And if you just sit down, don't have nothing else going on, just sit down, close your eyes, and just listen to that song. It takes you through like different levels. You start really slow, and then it'll pick up, and then it'll drop off, and it's like a nice little ride. But anyways, legit song. So anyways, dog, what's going on with you? What's happening? What's going on? Another podcast. I didn't think we were going to have one this week because I had so much shit going on, and like, I didn't think we were going to have one. And then I couldn't find the recorder, and then it was just this big old freaking ordeal. So what's going on with you?
Nothing, not too much, man. Too much. Had our adventure this week. That was cool.
We had an adventure this week?
Yeah, we did. Moved all your shit.
Yeah, well, that was interesting. I needed to liquidate a lot of my shit. But anyways, do you hear what's going on with this YouTube stuff?
You're telling me about it.
So
is that why I haven't been giving my YouTube checks from Strike Back Games, which you could check out in the links down below.
It is. I always link your stuff, but I need you to link your eBay, but you don't ever give it to me. But yeah, so I talked about this like few podcasts ago, right? And we talked about how the advertising is changing. And now, this is interesting because now I'm looking at you because we're on a table looking at each other, where before it wasn't always the case. So I guess what happened was that back a few months ago, YouTube, you know, okay, so let me put it, let me take a couple steps back for those of you that don't have a YouTube channel. So if you have a YouTube channel, you could choose to monetize it. And what that means is that YouTube will choose some ads for you, and they will place ads either on the side, or sometimes if you're watching YouTube videos, you'll see ads before the YouTube video starts, and sometimes you can skip them. And then sometimes there is even ads like on the very bottom of the video as you're watching it. There's like a little X you can click to close it. That's all monetization. What that means is that those people that those ads pertain to are paying Google to post their ads on your content, right?
Yep, correct.
And what that means is that you get a very, 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 very small cut per view of that thing. So like, let's say I'm Downy and I'm like, oh, I want to advertise my fabric softener on YouTube. And you go through Google and you're like, all right, because Google owns YouTube. And you're like, all right, Google, I want to advertise like X amount of money, like $1,000. I want to advertise $1,000 on a YouTube video. And you're like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, what was happening was that anybody can monetize their stuff and anybody can do it, can convert it and do all that. Yeah. So you can make money off your reviews, which by the way, for those of you that want to know margins, it's not a big margin. You're getting like 0.00001 cents per 1,000 views or some shit. Mm-hmm. So like, unless you're putting out content all the time and you have a gigantic following that watches your videos all the time, like you need to be making like, you know, 10,000 views per video in order for you to see something come towards you. Like I, for those of you that give a shit, I monetize Motivated Results, and you can go to Motivated Results, the YouTube channel, which is linked down below, and you can see my numbers. You can see like views for the whole channel. You can see like how many views per video I average, which isn't very high at all. It's very, very low. And I think in the like 6 years that I've had that channel running, I've made maybe $20. Mm-hmm. And those $20 are still sitting in some Google account that I never even pulled out because I thought it was too much of a hassle. So, but if for those big YouTubers like a Casey Neistat or like a whatever, and if they monetize their views, I mean, they're getting a couple million of views per video. I mean, they're making good money.
Yeah.
They're making good money. They're making probably a couple thousand per video, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 or more per video. And if they're putting out videos every day, I mean, they're making a good chunk of change every month.
Yeah.
So, but for small channels, it's not a big deal. So back to the original topic. So me owning Downy, I'm like, yeah, I want to advertise my stuff, right? Well, you don't know what your stuff, like you're giving money to Google and you're assuming Google's putting those ads up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't pick and choose what channels or what videos you want your stuff to be put on.
Yeah.
So it turned out that Downy, for example, was trying to advertise in somebody's channel who's very, very, very not PC. They either cuss or they discuss a lot of like really bad topics that people wouldn't deem PC. Or maybe like for the example, this channel.
Yeah.
This channel would be one that probably they wouldn't want to monetize because of the cussing, because of the type of topics that we talk about, because of the things that, you know, aren't advertiser friendly. So apparently AT&T and a couple of other big names, like big Fortune 500 companies, found out about this and pulled their money from Google, and which is a huge issue. And Google was like shitting their bricks about it. And Google promised them that they were going to look into this. That way they wouldn't pull their money. So now here we are in the present. And what's been happening is that they essentially are now, and by they, I mean Google and YouTube, are now looking at content, and I don't know how they're doing it, but they probably have bots or algorithms that look through the videos and look for maybe keywords or tags that are not, you know, PC enough for them. So if you're talking about sex or talking about cussing a lot, or you're doing a lot of adult topics, they don't want to advertise on your video. So you can probably go into Strike Back Games now, go on the back end and see which videos were monetization was removed from.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can appeal them. And the problem is that once again, YouTube is not good at discussing things with their content creators, mm-hmm. being like you and I. And so they're not letting you know when the videos are getting taken down for monetization. Yeah. So you could be losing out on a lot of money and never know about it. So that's a huge problem. So that's kind of what's happening with a lot of people right now, to give you a very lengthy descriptive topic about what's going on. That's what's happening to a lot of people. So if you're not putting out, you know, PC content, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, for example, it's a bad example, but it's kind of like the radio. You can't cuss on the radio because it's like public stuff. But if you had what is that, satellite radio? Mm-hmm. You could do whatever you want because somebody's paying for that service, essentially, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then on Strikeback Games, if I remember correctly, I think altogether made since... it says I started September 19, 2011. So how many years ago was that?
2011 was 6 years ago.
So 6 years ago.
Well, almost. It's going to come up to 6 years in a few months.
So it's almost 6 years ago. I think on that, I made like $75.
More than I did.
So, and I have, in case you're wondering, like last year, last time I checked and was like actually uploading things on a semi-regular basis, I had 608 subscribers. I'm at 711 now, so I don't know what the hell they're watching.
Well, a lot of people are watching the old stuff. So Google will promote a lot of the older stuff versus promoting your newest stuff.
Yeah, and then a lot of our stuff is, well, I mean, some of the stuff is pretty okay on there. Not all of it's horrible.
Some stuff's really good. It's just filtering throughout everything. That's why I told you a free podcast ago that you need to go back and just pull highlights.
Yeah, like the Double Dragon videos aren't the worst. I don't think we said too much in there.
But there's still a lot of cussing. I mean,
I don't think we cuss that much.
Yeah, well, I'm getting better at it now, but I tend to like feel dead. I don't like dead space because I know it's an audio medium. And so subconsciously I throw in a lot of cuss words, which is a problem.
Yeah, it's just weird that they would be like, you can't say that.
But you also got to remember, this is not, it's YouTube employees aren't sitting there and watching every single video that comes up. I heard some insane stat where every hour there's about a year worth of content that gets uploaded to YouTube. Uh-huh. I can't even imagine how much they spend on servers, but it's an insane amount of content. So they're not viewing all the videos that are coming up. They're sending out bots, just like the same bots that look for copywritten music. Yeah. They probably use the same type of bots to look for cuss words or search your hashtag, your keywords. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways they're doing it, but there's no way they could filter out every single video ever uploaded.
Yeah, whenever they say bots, I always like to think they're like Android robots that just like...
Surf the internet. Shit.
They're big and then they micro-size. They just go on there.
These are Transformers. They're just getting in the lines.
Yeah, they can do that. They do it like on the Matrix, you know, when they tap into a Matrix and a little green line, they go in there like that.
Whatever helps you visualize.
And they surf through there and they find all the videos they're talking about cussing.
They talked about
penetration. No, I gotta take this down. They just zap the video with their lasers.
Yeah, man. It's irritating because once again, we're getting to that position where, what are you gonna do are you gonna have to create PC content in order to be okay with the YouTube gods? Do you know what I mean? Like, it irritates me because a channel like this would never be able to flourish in that monetization. And I haven't monetized this channel. Like, all of my content in this channel has been like free of monetization because I didn't want to deal with it. Plus, like I said, I never touched any of the money and motivated results, and that has a way bigger following than this. But this is all like a labor of love for me. This is all just fun stuff that we do. It forces me to do stuff out of the norm that I normally wouldn't do. And it justifies me having conversations like this with you, where normally I'd be like, oh, I got to get some shit done. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd never monetized it, so I didn't want to deal with that. But and right now, that's fine, right? But at what point, if this became huge, like, then I would definitely have to think about that, and that sucks. And that's why I think I like the concept of Patreon, where viewers would pay like a dollar if they wanted like a month to support this content. But I also hate the idea of begging people for money. So I don't know. We'll see.
That also reminds me, there's some cosplay hoes I gotta. Gotta subscribe to their Patreon. Their this month's Patreon things are interesting. Gotta You gotta see what's going on there.
You need some new Spank Bang material?
Maybe. I'll show you an example while you keep talking.
I don't know, man. Like, look, don't get me wrong. I follow a lot of YouTube. I was telling you just earlier, seconds ago, when we went to go get coffee, that I consume a shitload of media. Like, a shitload of media. I'm actually surprised at how much media I do consume. But I don't really watch TV anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't watch cable. I don't have cable. Like, the only thing I do is stream shit, or I'm, like, on Instagram or YouTube. I mean, I don't do TV anymore. I don't even need a TV anymore. But I follow a lot of good fucking YouTubers, and some of which I'm like, I should totally give them money, like a Patreon, but I just can't justify it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need early access to videos. I don't need slutty pictures of hoes to put it up. Like, I'm good.
Don't you need slutty pictures of hoes, though?
No, man, I'm good. I got a couple pictures I showed you that I used to have, like, around the house posted. Those are cool. Those are good. Like, nice artistic shit. But I don't need cosplay hoes pretending like it's legit cosplay just because they're showing their tits. Like, I don't give a shit. I've seen plenty of tits in my life. Your tits aren't going to, like, blow my fucking head off, like, with greatness. That's not a great way of phrasing it. I'm just not impressed by some of this stuff. But I do follow some creative-ass people on YouTube who do amazing fucking work that I'm like, oh, I should support these dudes.
Yeah, I do that too. I always say,
hard, man. I mean, if you're talking about it, then you have Netflix and you have Amazon Prime and then you have like four or five Patreon people. I mean, at that point, you're pretty much paying cable bill. Yeah, you're into those vampire hoes.
That's just a thing for this.
You're into vampire hoes, dog.
That's just a thing this month.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But anyways. The legs are weird. So anyways.
The legs? You're staring at the legs?
Yeah, man.
I knew you were gay.
Shit. I deleted this thing and I fucked it up. For who'd that be?
It's the same one that you said looked like a vampire.
She does look like a vampire, but she looks like a good girl.
That ass is fake, I'm not agree.
That's gotta look photoshopped. But Portal, man, they need to make another Portal game. That game was legit. That played to everything. What is up with the weird faces?
I don't know. They love giving you weird faces.
Anyways. Sorry, put your fucking phone away.
Hey, I was just showing off. I was just showing you.
All right, good. You showed me young women that you were trying to pay homage to. So anyways.
I might pay them. I don't know, man. I don't think it's ever going to be that serious because there's like a lot of people who use YouTube. There's also a lot of people who have never seen or understand YouTube.
Well, older people, but the reality is like the new younger people are more and more going directly to online streaming. You know, like we're like the weird generation between everything. Like we were the weird generation that had no internet, had internet. And now it's like we're also the weird generation who's like moving from TV to like streaming. Because all the new kids, like kids growing up now are all Netflix and chill. Like that's where Netflix and chill came from.
Mm-hmm.
Was from like the fact that that's the thing now. It's no longer, you know, most new generations aren't sitting there and being like, oh, let me watch Fox News this afternoon, channel, whatever. It's not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of Fox News, I heard this like a week or so ago. You know Bill O'Reilly? Have you heard of him?
I've heard of him.
They apparently fired him because he was harassing bitches.
Like sexually harassing?
Sexually harassing.
I did hear about this, yeah.
Like he's that dude on Mad Men. You know,
Mad Men. He's old, right? He's really old, so that's probably was. He's lived during that time.
Yeah, so he was just
not
harassing.
Not justifying it, but.
Yeah, he was just harassing all these hoes. And apparently Fox News paid out like $10 million, so many millions of dollars.
Well, like those guys that are that big that I know who they are. I hear those guys have insane contracts. Like his contract's like $30 million or some shit for like a year. Like they got the kind of contracts where professional athletes are risking their bodies for that kind of money.
Yeah.
That guy's just sitting there talking like some old plantation owner and shit. Like that's insane to me. $30 million for that dude just to talk. Yep. I wonder how much Alex Jones makes. Cause that dude's like the king conspiracy theory ranter guy.
I don't know, man. I just thought that was interesting.
So I have a question. So I have a quick comment, and then we'll move on to my next question for you.
All right.
So I guess last week we had an advice for a viewer. And so I kind of talked to you a little bit about this before, but we were talking about how she was not very happy about the advice we gave her.
Oh, yeah. Yes, what she told me. I don't know what you're expecting. Well, granted, I don't know if you've heard any of the other
podcasts. Right. That's a good point.
So I can't go full tilt on you and yell at you like I would. But yeah, no, I wasn't going to tell you to get back with him. We're not soft. We're not cuddling people. We're not going to coddle you.
Apparently she was mad because we were telling her to get back with her guy. And
telling her not to get back with her guy.
We're telling her not to.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm kind of now in the same kind of space you're in where I'm like, have you not listened to any of the previous podcasts? I don't like anybody that knows me knows that I don't pull punches and I don't sugarcoat jack shit.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for someone just to tell you what you want to hear, then you're in the fucking wrong place. There's the first fucking of the podcast. You're in the wrong place. Like, I'm not sugarcoating shit for people. Like, you'll tell me shit all the time, and I'll tell you, fuck you, you're wrong all the time. Like, like, I am not trying to, like, stroke your ego so that you can continue with the fucking problems that you have. Like, I'd rather correct you and tell you you're fucking an idiot so that you do correct the issues and then you can move forward. Because if you continue with certain mindsets in life, you're never going to grow past them if you keep going with people that are just yes men. That's the same situation with, like, celebrities who are allowed to do all kinds of crazy shit just because they're a celebrity. I'm like, you're fucking crazy. Because you need to get brought back to earth. That's not the situation.
Yeah, no. We weren't going to do that. Yeah, we don't coddle here.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think that's...
We weren't going to pull you in and hug you and be like, it's going to be okay, baby.
Yeah, right.
He'll come back for you. No.
He's already with somebody else.
Yeah, what do you think we were going to say? Like, no, what you got to do is...
Stab the hoe and just...
Leave her in that dark alley. We're not going to say that.
Yeah, you got to get over it. You got to let him live his life. You got to live your life. Like, I feel like in relationships, people put... And I've been guilty of this, and everybody's guilty of this. You put so much weight on how long you were going out with someone. The concept of, oh, I was with them for X amount of time, and you feel like that was wasted. Mm-hmm. Okay, if that was wasted time, then you gotta remove all the fucking happiness you had with that person. Mm-hmm. You gotta remove all the fun times, all the fucking laughter, all the good dick and downs. Like, you gotta fucking forget about all that. Then it was wasted time.
Yeah.
If you had no fun, if there was nothing good about the situation for 3 fucking years or whatever the amount of time was, like, then you can complain about it. Yeah. But you had fun. It's like, this is the concept of eating a fucking candy bar and being like, fucking candy bar is gone. You had fun eating that candy bar. It tasted good when you ate it. It's not going to be there forever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I thought we gave great advice.
That might have been the best advice we ever had.
I thought that was the most adult advice we ever gave.
I agree. Normally
we're like, see, what you gotta do is you gotta take the cream pie and and that's normally our advice. But we gave you solid adult advice to follow, and you were not happy with that.
Yeah, I don't know what she was looking for.
Yeah, we're not gonna call you. I'm not gonna call you.
Yeah, so I'm not apologetic about that at all. I think you need to move on, or you need to like take some time. You know, work, deal with what you got to do, the emotions you got to deal with, work those out, but then also take some time and go meet some new people. Like, he's already with someone. Like, if he's with someone, there's not much you can do to take him back, especially if he broke up with you. Not to sound like an asshole, but that's what happened, right? Mm-hmm. I'm stating facts. So it'd be a very different situation if you broke up with him and then you were like, oh, I fucked up. Then we could talk about what you can do because you fucked up.
Then we could talk about cream pies and that would help.
But not like the way this went down. He broke up with you and then he started dating someone else. Like, there's not much you could do at that point. So pull your britches up, wipe those tears, start jogging and shit. Let's get moving on with your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to make the situation worse if you turn into that person who's all crazy and clingy, stalking them. They're going to be showing up on episode of the cops.
Yeah, there's no point, man. Just fucking go, get over
get
it.
Get on. Move on. Listen and learn for everybody else. We don't coddle you here.
I don't coddle. Anybody knows me knows I don't coddle.
We're not
shit.
Doing that. Straight talk before you ask us for advice. Straight talk. You're going to get the real full 16 inches of fury.
16 inches of fury. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So on a different note, so you and I yesterday were just getting food or whatever, mm-hmm. and we went to some restaurant, and I was like pointing out, like, I'm bringing this up. I see your face rolling your eyes. I'm bringing this up. So we're at dinner because what were we doing? Running errands or something. I was like, I'm hungry. So we went to go get some dinner. And like there was a handful of waitresses. And I was like, dude, I could totally pick your type. And you were like, all right, I'm willing to play this game, right? And
you're like, I don't think I said I was willing. You're just like, I'm going to tell you what you're into. No, no,
no. You were like, all right, fucking pick ones. And I'm like, I could probably pick the two that you would get with. And was I right or was I right?
Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
To be fair, that's right. There's only two attractive ones in there. So
No. The hostess was attractive. The hostess was cute. And then there was another one that was probably in the back that you didn't see because she was running around to the outside patio thing or whatever. Mm. So, and then there was there another one? I don't know. But I was right. So there's two of them. And I was like, you want that one because you're into that type of body. And then I was like, you want this one because what did I say?
I don't know. What did you say?
What did I say?
I don't know. What did you say?
I was like, you want that one because she looks like she's got some daddy issues and you're Captain Save-A-Ho. I'm gonna rename your shit Captain Save-A-Ho.
I didn't say it was because
I'm gonna give you a captain's hat like on a boat and shit. And it's gonna be Captain Save-A-Ho on the side. I'm gonna pay somebody to animate you on a boat with the captain's hat, and the side of the boat is gonna have the name being Captain Save-A-Ho. There's gonna be Save-A-Ho on the boat. Save-A-Ho? SS Save-A-Ho on the side of the fucking boat. That's gonna be you.
Oh damn!
And I was fucking right. And then
I'm saying it's not because she has daddy issues. She might, maybe.
It's
because
you're trying to be Captain Save-A-Ho.
Maybe she don't have a daddy. Maybe she's looking for a daddy. I don't know. That's not the point. I was saying it's because she looks like she might have some bad ideas, and I want to be part of those bad ideas.
Why are you trying to get into, like...
She looks like she's trouble. Looks like she's some point. Why danger.
Why are you trying to get into trouble? Why are you letting hoes get you into trouble?
I'm not trying to get into trouble. I'm just trying to live vicariously through them and shit.
But see, living vicariously is like me having a child and that child taking over the world. I'm like, man, I wish I would have taken over the world, man. That would have been awesome. That's living vicariously. Okay. You want to be the getaway car and shit, peeling off and transporting them the fuck out of there. Like, you want to be that. You're not trying to fucking live vicariously. You're trying to be in that fucking balls deep level.
Maybe.
In more ways than one.
Maybe.
Yeah, man. It's not vicariously. Vicariously means you're like disconnected from it. Vicariously would mean that she calls you up the next day and she's like, oh yeah, I freaking stabbed this girl outside of a club. And you're like, man, that's crazy. Living the situation means you were there and you saw the stabbing and then you warmed up the car for her.
This sounds like fun, man.
Fuck that.
It sounds like fun.
So the question is, why are you trying to do that? Why? And a little bit of me seems like that is a little bit of Captain Save-A-Ho because you're like, you'd be the guy warming up the car. You're going to try to come in and fucking Captain Save-A-Ho. But what my problem is, like, why are you trying to be in that drama? You're trying to be knee deep in the drama.
It's because I live just like a very chill, calm lifestyle. And so, you know, if there's somebody who's...
This is the equivalent of?
What?
Sorry to interrupt you. You know what this is equivalent of?
What?
You live in Florida, okay?
Right.
And you know those overalls that you put on that are like rubber so you don't get wet?
Mm-hmm.
And you are that guy who gets in the swamps in those fucking overalls and you're like, there's no gators in here. I'm good. And like, there's a fucking gator on the corner and you're like, that's just a rock. Dog, it's cool. I got this. I can run real fast.
In the water.
You see that video of that old guy where he was trying to put the thing over the gators? Did I show you that video?
Mm-mm.
I think I posted that video. It's like an old dude. He's trying to put it's a fucking gator the size of him. And he's like climbing over it, trying to put like a jacket over his eyes so he can like close his mouth. And this guy was like old. He couldn't barely move. How are you going to hold a gator? And something happened. He slipped or something. And the gator realized what happened. No, he dropped the thing over its eyes, and the gator realized what happened. He turns around, he bit him in the hand.
Oh, damn.
You didn't see that? I'm going to find that video. But anyways, continue. So why are you looking for drama?
Because I live just like a very calm, chill lifestyle. Like, I'm easily satisfied, you know. I don't do too much. And just, you know, if somebody brings in a little more excitement, that's great.
But why are you looking for, like, you're looking for drama excitement, for sure.
Hey, that's fine, too. That seems like fun.
You could do exciting shit like that indoor trampoline, or you could do, like, skydiving, or you could do, like... That's a little
too crazy.
You could do bungee jumping.
Bring back on, that's...
You could do some...
I'm scared that rope won't break, but
indoor,
hey,
shooting range. You could do that's cool. Some rock climbing indoor with some safety equipment.
Fuck it. Let's not use safety equipment. Just die.
It's like, man, you there's a lot of options you could do before you get into getaway driver. Before you get into, like, avoiding the police.
I literally was a getaway driver. Did I tell you that story?
No.
Of how my ex-girlfriend stole all that clothes from Kohl's?
You told me that she stole some shit. You didn't tell me you were a getaway driver.
Yeah, that's what the cops would have said. They would have been like, you're the getaway driver. You and your buddies just stole X amount of clothes from Kohl's.
See, the question is, like, how long can you do that before you actually get fucking over it, though? Like, before you're just like, all right, do we need to do this? Like, why are you always getting into some weird drama for no fucking reason?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. That's just we gotta figure this out. It seems like
also it was Hot Topic too. She stole some clothes from Hot Topic.
What kind of shit clothes is she getting from Hot Topic?
I don't know. She stole, like,
graphic tees and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she stole some band tees and shit.
It's like the same tee, like, just in 14 different sizes.
Yeah, she was like 21 at the time. What do you expect?
I mean, I worry about you, dog. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. And you're always, I feel like a little bit of you is just looking for that challenge of, like, Captain Save-A-Ho. You're just like, I'm looking to put this girl on the right tracks. She went on the left track. She needed to be on the right tracks.
She can be on whatever track she wants to be.
I just feel like you're gonna end up in jail.
Maybe.
Because also, I feel like you're also the type of person who encourages that shit. Like, when it's happening, you're not the type of person that's like, no, you shouldn't do that. You don't do that. You're the type of person that's just like, hey, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and steal those clothes. I'll be outside and get the car ready.
Granted, I didn't know she was stealing those clothes. So I probably would have said, don't do that, please. Or at least wait till I'm outside. So you're right. I would have said that. But no, I didn't know she was selling those clothes.
Can't find this fucking video. Anyways, continue. Yeah, I feel like... Okay, so the real question, now that we figured out that you're still not going to not deal with that shit, the real question, though, are you more likely to go with the body type girl or the drama girl? And I feel like you're willing to go more with the drama girl.
Probably.
Jeez, man.
Exciting, man. It's new.
What? But see, if you're looking for excitement, see, I don't think that's the case. Because if you were looking for excitement, you would just go do some exciting shit. And half the time I bring up some shit to do, you're like, no, I'm not interested. Case in point, like every single super happy fun time where you're like, oh man, just, I'm good. And then towards the end, you're like, man, that shit was badass. I'm going to get 13 subscriptions to this thing. I'm going to buy, like, shooting range. You're like, I'm going to buy 13 guns and I'm going to come shoot them every weekend. I'm going to turn to the transporter and Jason Statham. Wait, what? Same guy. But you know what I'm saying. Like, or when you went to the jumping thing last week where you talked about the jumping thing, you were like, oh, that was pretty fun. I didn't think it was going to be, but you had fun.
Yeah, we need to go back to the jumping thing so I can do wrestling moves on you.
That's fine.
So I can do so we can do Street Fighter moves on each other. That should be legit, son.
Speaking of Street Fighter, are you getting your Tenpenk?
Fuck, fine. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. But yeah, I think you just need to bring your own excitement to your life instead of looking for somebody to bring it. Because that's the problem. I don't think it's you looking for excitement. I think it's just you're looking for a hoe to bring you excitement. And I mean hoe in the greatest amount of respect possible. Not in like a disrespectful hoe, just like a woman who's...
Who's around?
I don't know.
Who's whatever. A woman?
Whatever. Just respectfully, however you want to take that. But anyways, yeah, I think you're looking for a chick to be like that. Because I think if you could bring your own excitement to the situation, you would still prefer like a girl bringing that excitement. You'd be like, you know, I could just use a girl just doing crazy shit just for the sake of doing it.
Look, man, it solves two solutions to one problem. a girl and excitement. And they're together in one thing.
But see, my thing is also thinking about the future of that. So at what point are you going to like be like, all right, it's done.
That shit goes away like once you're like around 30.
So what about that celebrity chick who got stole shit? She was rich for the fucking sake of stealing shit. Was it Winona Ryder?
That bitch crazy.
Oh yeah, because the ones you're choosing are fucking real basic, real grounded and shit.
Yeah,
full of shit. That's my point. My point is that that's the same type of girl you're essentially looking for.
It goes away after a while.
What happened to her? She was like 30 something.
Yeah, see, if it don't go away once you're around 30, then that bitch crazy. You gotta move on.
Oh yeah, because you were real good at moving on to the last one. You've been salty for like 44 podcasts now.
No, I haven't.
45, you're barely starting to get better at it.
You're the only one who says I'm salty.
I'm sorry, what?
You're the only one who says I'm salty.
You're so full of shit. You know I'm not the only one that says you're salty. And you fucking damn well know that. Take that shit back before God strikes you, before the almighty Thor strikes you with his hammer.
You're probably the only two that say I'm salty. Everybody else is like, man, it's a happy,
I'm gonna,
that's
I'm gonna
happy,
get a poll
guy.
On this podcast, and people on this podcast are gonna be like, yeah, no.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's saltier than a brick of Himalayan sea salt. I fucking found this video. Let me see if it renders.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not even salty. I have no clue what you're talking about. I haven't even referred to her as that whore I used to date in at least 20 podcasts.
Oh, good, but it's only been 20 podcasts. Do you remember this video?
I've never seen that video before.
He's like trying to hold down his mouth. It's so his old dude trying to hold his mouth, and he moves and he falls, and the freaking alligator gets him by the mouth, by the hand.
You're a dumbass.
And then he's like,
is that his hand? Oh, I thought that was his hand.
No, he's so lucky he didn't rip his hand out, but he's like holding his hand when he walks out. But he grabbed it and it just shook it a bit. Probably just a warning. But I mean, the old dude throws a jacket over his eyes, right? And he goes to try to mount him from behind.
What was the old dude going to do, first thing?
I think he wanted, you know how they show it in videos where they clamp their hands against their mouth so they don't open their mouth. But the guy looks like he's so old, he's slow. Look, he's like, he fell on him so bad. Yeah, man. He fucked his hand up. That dude is so lucky that he didn't tear the muscle off of the bone. He's just holding his hand, walking away. And that alligator's like, get the fuck out of here, old dude. I'm like 19 million years older than you, and I'm still owning you.
I like how the other guy there was like,
fuck it, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah, I was like, no, that's his now.
Yeah, man. I mean, that dude was so old that he was like barely moving. Like, he's so old that he's slow. He's super slow. And I'm like, dude, that alligator is going to be faster than you 300 years from now. That's what it does.
Is that how long alligators live? 300
years? Yeah, dude, alligators live for a long time. I'll even tell you right now, you don't believe me, but watch. Let's see Google. Okay, Google. Alligator lifespan.
American alligator, 30 to 50 years.
Damn, I was wrong. 30 to 50 years? Okay, let me see. What about crocodiles? Oh, crocodiles go up to 70 years.
Damn.
In terms of agility and other life parameters, aging has no effect on them. Although they can't die of natural aging, they can't also live forever.
The fuck? Does that mean?
Crocodiles are legit as fuck. Apparently, crocodiles has a good life as of 70. So, like, as of 70, they start slowing down like 50-year-old Batman. Like, you can't just go crazy shit.
So they just become more brutal?
They just become, like, slow. And,
and they're just... So they just become more brutal and violent. Oh,
I think after 70, they just probably start going underwater a lot more, and they just become, like, dinosaurs. They're just like, fuck it. We're going to see how long we can get this going.
They just stay on. They become Godzilla. They just come up like once every
waiting
century.
For a nuke to hit them so they can turn big. Like when Rita used to throw her staff on like the moon.
Just like that.
But anyways. Yeah. So interesting. Well, girls who have problematic daddy issues. Hit Ruben up. He's very into that.
You don't have to have daddy issues. You just got to have some.
Don't they though? The real question
don't.
Is.
You
don't
do
they?
Not. You do
don't
not they? Have to. No.
Don't they?
No.
Don't they?
No.
I secretly think that's a thing. I secretly think that that is what promotes certain things like that.
Maybe. We'll figure it out. Send me a DM and then we'll figure it out together.
Send me a DM with pictures and measurements.
Yeah, you know, nudes, whatever helps.
Nudes, fuck. You go zero. You're like, send me full spread. Just fuck it.
No, I'm a good Christian person. I don't. Well, That's like a third date thing.
Third date. Noob. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, I know that we talked about your questionable choices.
Hey, you don't have to have daddy issues. Just women. Just have to have some bad ideas. Let's do them together. Not even full bad ideas. I'm just telling you, I'm not adventurous.
I'm not getting you out of jail. I'm telling you right now.
You're not getting out of jail.
Your parents were always like, "Joe, we're not getting Jonathan out of jail." Well, why did they think I was going to jail?
I don't know.
Because I remember you telling me that, where you're like, "We're not getting Jonathan out of jail if he does something stupid."
Because you're street racing?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what the thing was. But see.
Once again, see, that's a perfect prime example.
Of what?
We were young as fuck when we were street racing. When did that go away? When we were around 30.
No. That went away because I got rid of the car. If I didn't have the car, I'd be doing it right now. Right now, I'd be like, 113 degree weather. I'd be like, I'd still be doing that right now.
Yeah, how old were you when you sold the car?
Shit, I forget.
Like 27?
Maybe.
Yeah, see, around 30, that shit 25. Goes away.
No, dude, it's not the same thing. Winona Ryder was still stealing shit at 55.
That bitch was addicted to drugs.
And what, you don't think these other women were addicted to stealing might have an addiction to drugs?
Like, if they have an addiction to drugs, that's too much.
At what drug you really cut it off? What if they had like Advil addiction? Is that okay?
Advil addiction?
It happens, dog.
So I can just like keep slapping them on the ass and they don't feel it?
The blood's so thin it just keeps going.
Yeah.
What if they got like a monster addiction?
Monster dick?
Energy drink. Oh. Energy drinks.
I was like, monster dick? Like, whoa.
Is that okay? Are you okay with that one?
Dick?
No, monster energy drink.
Yeah, if you have a dick addiction, I got the gear for that. Monster, that's fine.
All right, so
your heart's going to explode, but you're young. You probably can handle it.
What if they got like a weed addiction?
That's fine.
I don't believe that one. I don't believe there's a weed addiction. What if they got a cocaine addiction?
That's too much.
Too much? You draw the line of cocaine? All right. I'm trying to think of anything else that's like a stepping stone here. Fuck it. All right. Draw the line of cocaine. So ladies, send your applications to Ruben. Send them to his DM or his Twitter or his YouTube channel, because that's all linked down below. Send them if you got questionable things that you like doing and you're willing to need a getaway driver and occasional dick and downs, hit up my boy Ruben. And I'm sure if you got weird colored hair, it's even a bonus. It's like a fucking, like a extra bonus points on the end of that.
It doesn't have to be weird color hair. It could be
any. No, I'm not saying it has to be. I'm just saying it's like a bonus.
It might be a bonus.
It's like a bonus. You got some weird blue hair, red hair. What other hair is there? He's lately looked at hot chicks that have like the gray hair. Drop that over there too.
There's a few of them.
What is the weird green? Green's not a color hair. No,
green, that's too much.
Got a Joker hair, dog. What if you got some Joker hair?
No.
What if you got like a Harley Quinn hair where it's like half colored? It's like half. No?
No. If you're coming at me dressed like Harley Quinn, you've taken too much dick already. No.
Jeez. Okay.
You got way too many. If you're coming at me dressed like Harley Quinn, you got way too many issues.
You know what? That's a good point. I feel like that's what you need. You need a nice girl who's into cosplay. Because that way you can help her make her suits and shit. And then you can be like the dude who takes her photos of her for the calendars and the shit she's going to pawn off to all the Patreon people. That's what you need. You need a nice cosplay girl. You can help her make some weird cosplay things. And she's going to be trying shit on for you all the time. You can try role playing. You'd be like, oh, today we'll do Black Cat. Tomorrow we'll do like Mary Jane Watson. The day after that we'll do Dead. What's a blonde one that died?
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy. You do Dead Gwen Stacy. You do Gwen.
Wow, that's kind of dark. Dead Gwen Stacy.
Hey man,
it's like, oh Peter, I came back.
Just the whole time her neck's tight. Anyways.
It's like stick it in the neck hole.
Oh, fuck that. Anyways, so
that's actually, I told you that my coworker used to do cosplay shit.
The one, any of them I met? Haven't met anyone.
Yeah, I don't think you met her.
No. The ones that we helped out the other day.
None of those. The one last year that was wanted me to go to camp with her.
Oh, that chick. Yeah. Man, that chick was a ball of mess too. No wonder you liked her. Fucking ball of mess. Hot mess.
That one did have some issues.
Yeah. Wanted you camping with her and shit.
Yeah.
Had a boyfriend over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was either the most platonic shit ever.
That dude was soft.
Or she was trying to take some secret camp dick.
Oh, she was. That was a soft dude.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Fuck all that noise. It's like, oh, is that a snake? It could be a snake. It
could be. A big brown one.
Snithers, too. Anyways. So you wanted me to tell a story on here. We were talking yesterday at the...
Did I want you to tell a story on here?
Yeah, yeah. My drunken story. Why did you want me to tell this story?
I don't know.
We're talking
about... Oh, because you said I'm becoming an alcoholic, apparently.
Yeah, you're getting really into drinking there, dog. You're like, you're looking forward to it like it's water and shit. You're like, I need it.
No.
I need it this weekend.
This whole thing has just been villainizing me as a horrible person.
But I was telling you, like, when I was young, I started, not young, I make it seem like I'm two and shit, I'm drinking. No, but when I first started drinking, probably late in my early 20s, I remember going out with my friend Susan. She still tells this fucking story like it's like the most apocalyptic thing ever. But I remember... The reason you asked is I was telling you the story and you're like, fuck it, tell it on the podcast. And I was telling you about how I got plastered and you're like, why'd you get so plastered? So this is the story. So we met up with happy hour with some of my coworkers. Susan was one of them. And
I think I told you to tell a story because I remember it differently, but go ahead.
Why do you remember it differently? You weren't there.
Because you told me, I think I remember different details, but go ahead.
So I went with Susan and a whole bunch of coworkers to get a happy hour. And some of my coworkers were already there, and there was one of the female coworkers that was there was like drinking those Long Island iced teas.
Those are good.
Fucking allergies. Yeah, those Long Island iced teas are good. The problem is that this place, like happy hour traditionally is like, oh, well, here's half price drinks or whatever, but they always water them down. It's like some water in there to dilute the shit, right? Because they're half price. Now, this place was legit, and they did like full alcohol Long Island iced teas. And if you know anything about Long Island iced teas, that's a word and a half. They're like, what, three different alcohols, I think, in them with some bullshit tea. And so it's like strong as shit. And these were tall Long Island iced teas. They were like the equivalent of like your drink right there, whatever that is, 24 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got there, this girl was like, oh, you're such a, what is it, like a...
Lightweight.
And I was like, fuck you. It kind of was. I was like, fuck you. And so she was one or two in. And I was like, I got this. And so I got one. I legit just took that one down. Like within 2 minutes, I took it down. And then I was like, bring on the next one. So I took the next one not as fast. That took maybe 10 minutes with that next one. I knocked that one out. So then by that point, I was like on my third. To be honest with you, I lost count. If you talk to Susan, she says it was like six. I call bullshit, but that's a fuck ton of alcohol.
That's a fuck ton. You would be dead.
Yeah, I wasn't doing
Although very you're, good. You were fat and gooey at that point, so maybe not.
Fat? I wasn't that fat back then, was I? I was a little heavier probably. Less muscle. You know what I'm saying? I was doing as good in the shirt department. You know what I'm saying? I was just pushing the shirt out, not ripping it. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, so I lost track, to be honest with you. I had anywhere from four to six, somewhere like that. So at some point she was done because after two she couldn't handle it, and I kept going. And I remember like I don't have many stories of blacking out. I don't really believe in blacking out. But I kind of did. Like, I remember needing to go to the bathroom and getting to the bathroom and just the walk from the table to the bathroom, which isn't that far. It was like 100 feet, maybe less, way less. And getting to the bathroom, I remember just being like, well, I'm going to throw up. And then just looking in the stalls and I was like, dude, these stalls are taken. This is not good. And so I remember being like, I got this. I'm going to hold this down. So then I went to the bathroom. And then I came back out, and I remember them being like, the problem with mixed drinks like that is that they sometimes just hit you later. Like they hit you like a punch to the face later on. So the first one that I just downed, that must have gotten me buzzed, but the other ones are just hitting me like punches to the face. Like someone's just going at it. Like I got in a fist fight and it was just a punch after the other. So dude, by the end of the night, I was not doing good. And I remember Susan and her husband gave me a ride home. And I remember, dude, I was so bad that there was like a little outside area. And I sat down, Which, by the way, I did throw up at some point inside of the freaking place. And but outside, they were like, we're going to give you a ride because you're not doing okay. Well, I wasn't going to drive anyways. But
you're like, fuck, give me the keys.
No, I'm not one of those people that drives. Like, when I'm not feeling okay, I'm still level-minded, but I'm just buzzed. So I'm never at the point where I'm like, oh, I'm going to drive. Like, no, fuck that. I don't like Tent City. So I remember sitting outside in this brick thing where they had little plants. And while they went to get the car to take me home, dude, I threw up there. I threw up in like that plant area. Boom, everywhere, right? And then I remember them driving me home. And they gave me, for some reason, they had a bag with them. I don't know why they had a bag, but they had a bag. And I remember just holding it, and I was like, I'm not going to throw up. And they were like, don't throw up in my car. And I was like, I'm not going to throw up. I'm just telling myself that. And I just remember going in and out during the drive because they would ask me stuff. They're like, where's your house? And I was like, here's the address. And then I remember waking up, and we're like in a different part of the freeway. And then just being like, whoop, I'm out. And then waking back up, and I was like, oh, look, I'm in my neighborhood. And so I remember I was so bad that when I got out of the car, I was like walking towards my door. And they were like, you live here, right? And I was like, yeah, I live here. I'm good. And I remember having such a hard time fondling with the keys, trying to get the right ones for the right locks. And I was like, I got to make it in here. And then after I got past the front door, I have no idea what happened. But I know that I woke up in my bed, so I was cool. But then the reason why this come up is because I couldn't remember how I got my car because I left my car at the place. So I could have swore you drove me, but you're telling me I didn't drive you.
It was not me.
Who the fuck drove me? Because all my coworkers don't live in that area. They live on the opposite side of town. This was before Uber, kids. I don't remember who drove me, to be honest with you. I don't know. I could have swore you drove me. Who the hell picked me up? Somebody had to have driven me because my car was way the hell out there.
It's probably your parents.
No, because I didn't tell them because they never saw that I was smashed. That's one of the worst I've ever been. There's one more story where I was pretty bad.
Damn, son, you're an alcoholic, man. You need to hold your liquor better.
Dude, I haven't drank in like freaking almost a year now. Actually, I probably haven't drank in a year. The last time I drank was probably when you came over and we were grilling food by the pool. And I was like drinking like those Mike's Hard Lemonades or some shit. No, there's like those apple... Those sour apple, what the fuck were they?
Smirnoffs.
Yeah, it's like not even alcohol. Those are all like licorice flavor with the shout of like distilled water.
Yeah,
there's nothing in those. I haven't really drank. I've never been a big drinker, anyways, because I don't like the taste of it. That's why I always, when I used to drink, when I got really into drinking, shots was my thing. I'd be like pop, 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 because then they just go down and you're like, whatever, right? You don't have to sip on shit. Like, I've never been a guy who was like a rum and Coke and you're like, oh, look, this tastes like shit Coke the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the taste of alcohol. So shots are the way to go for me. But besides that, like, those Smirnoffs don't taste, they just taste like those Smirnoffs taste like you put water with a whole bunch of those sour apple Jolly Ranchers and you just let them sit for like a day and then you put a little bit of like Sour Patch Kids in those things and that's what it tastes like. They don't taste like anything.
Yeah, no, they don't taste like anything.
So, no, I'm not an alcoholic, son.
Yeah, man, that's what you got to do so you don't get drunk. You got to sip on it.
Fuck that shit. I'd rather do what I do normally, like with like what I, it's how I do with caffeine. I'd rather hit it hard really quick, like not a lot, like I'm not doing 14 shots, but I'll do like a shot or two till like to get that, wait till that buzz comes in, and then I just ride the buzzness, and then just slowly tap on the gas every time I need to continue to
you're an alcoholic, buzz. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I just know how to ride it better because I'm not trying.
I'm not trying to get anything. I'm just doing it as an extracurricular activity.
No, because there's no point to drinking. If you're not getting buzzed, there's no point to drinking. Because let's be frank, it tastes like shit. Okay? Alcohol tastes like fucking rubbing alcohol, like drinking that shit. It doesn't taste good. So the fact that you're drinking it and not getting a buzz from it, there's just no point to it whatsoever. You're just taking in alcohol for no reason. You might as well just drink soda. You might as well, because then you probably get caffeine from that. There's no other point to doing it. It's just like, oh, you're using rubbing alcohol, you got to cut? No, I'm just putting rubbing alcohol on my hand for no fucking reason. I like disinfecting my hand with rubbing alcohol.
Interesting theories there.
It's like, oh yeah, I like to drink Monsters just for the sake of drinking them. Like, you do it for a reason. So, I disagree. I disrespectfully disagree.
I also disagree with you. You just gotta do it slowly and have conversations about shit while you're doing it.
Nah, fuck that shit. I'm not, I don't live in Mad Men. That's another reason why I don't fucking drink, because I don't give a shit. I'm not trying to, like, I've never been like that. Like, I'm not, there's also a big difference, let's be clear here. There's also a very big difference between buzzed and drunk. I'm not telling you I'm ramping up to drunk and maintaining drunk. That's not what I'm saying here, okay? I'm telling you, you get to buzz, and not even a crazy buzz, like just a slight buzz where you're feeling a little bit relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the equivalent of like people who do marijuana where they smoke and they get fucking like a little buzz off of it. They get a little relaxation off of it versus trying to see the devil and shit because he's so fucking high. Yeah, like Joey Diaz who's trying to fucking have conversations with Satan. You know what I'm saying? Like that's
like the, Winston.
Yeah.
Winston's just trying to get that in that creative zone.
Yeah, man, I'm not. That's the big difference for me. It's you're trying to get a little buzz, so you get that slow kind of relaxation. Your muscles kind of loosen up. You're not as tense. You're just chill. Versus trying to fucking being the guy who takes off his shirt and he's like dancing and throwing. You know what I mean? Like a Burke Kreischer. You're not trying to get that. You're not trying to get that bad. And just like weed, you're not trying to see the devil and talk about World War III with him. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not doing anything like that. Just a light buzz, a light chill. That's it.
Interesting.
Because alcohol tastes like dog shit.
It tastes all right, man.
Tastes like dog shit.
It tastes fine.
Tastes like dog shit.
Well, like, depends what you're drinking.
Unless you're getting those super fucking fruity bullshit drinks that are, like, very little alcohol. If you're getting, like, a... If you're getting, like, a... I don't know what it is. Like, if you're getting anything that tastes like syrup, then your shit, you're getting the fruity shit. Period. Which is fine. I did that in the past. But that's not, like... The alcohol content to those is quite low to the point where it's more syrup than it is alcohol. And then I could see it. But at that point, you might as well just drink a fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade. Same shit, except that one's got like ice. It's like an icy and shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like like a margarita. Margaritas sometimes can be very strong. But margaritas are the same thing where you... It's like more about the syrup that goes in the margarita that makes it, that gives it that whatever strawberry or lime or apple or whatever the fuck flavor is your thing. But... Yeah, I'm just not a big alcohol person. Plus, like, as I get older, you could feel the effects of it a little bit more. And you, like, I don't get buzzed or drunk, but, like, if I'm trying to perform, like, if I'm working out or something and I'm trying to perform, like, dude, that fucking kills me nowadays. Like, it doesn't work the same way. Probably also because I'm lightweight, but it doesn't work the same way. I hate that shit because I'm just like, oh, fuck. You perform differently, for sure. When you're 21, who gives a fuck? You can be drunk the next day. You're over there running laps and shit, setting records. You're like, oh, yeah, I feel good. But now as you get older, shit slows down for sure. Recovery dog.
Thank you for proving my point from earlier.
What's that?
Where I said, once you get in your around your 30s, that shit goes away.
Well, no,
crazy
no.
acting. That's just what you said.
No,
that's just what you said. Thank you. Dropping my microphone. I would if the table wasn't glass.
No. You cannot equate physical performance to mental maturity. It's not the same thing.
Might be.
No, it's not.
It might be.
No, it's not.
Might be.
No, it's not.
Some people, it matches up perfect.
Yeah, but that isn't... Causation does not equal whatever the fuck the other word is. Causation and... Fuck it, I lost it. But anyways, long story short, no, it doesn't. Maturity, you could be, you've seen a lot of those fucking old 40-year-old people that are immature as fuck and never really matured because they're dumbasses. Continue to act like frat boys at fucking 40 years old because they think they're now adults and shit. Like, that's a problem I have with the idea that at 18, you're an adult. I'm like, nah. The concept of adulthood should be more around the idea of mental maturity and the concept of being able to make decisions that are thought out a bit more than just instinctive.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's no way in hell you're going to be able to test anybody for their mental maturity.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to be a fucking wise ass and have a stick up your ass all your life. But I'm talking about more about being able to just think about consequences and the relationship that your actions have with the world. But no. There's a lot of immature ass people who make fucked up decisions at their older age because they just never... learned to look at the reactions based on their actions. That sounds about right. But anyways, dropping fucking knowledge up in this bitch.
See, it's good adult conversation again, see?
Yeah, man.
Fucking
I need to ride fire. A certain level of tiredness with a certain level of caffeination in order to get real good.
He'd been fired these last 2 weeks.
Right, you know what I'm saying? That's how we got to do this, bitch. Now, these next few weeks are going to be interesting. Be driving and shit, doing podcasts.
This is going to be interesting. We'll have to do it up there at the Pillar of Autumn in 90-degree weather.
Or maybe this is a bonus, dog. Because as, and now we're bringing it back to the beginning of the podcast, as we talk more about monetization getting cut down, and once again, this channel isn't monetized, but let's say in the future we decide to monetize it, right? If we decide to do it, maybe this is a good positive way of doing it. If we're forced to do this podcast out in the middle of regular folk, mm-hmm. it will force us to not PG it up, but definitely throw a lot of those fucks and cream pies in the middle of, you know, humans and mm-hmm. other people. Might be a good thing. You never know.
Maybe.
You never know.
Maybe. I'm right here and I'm trying to figure out what your neighbor across has hanging in their window right there.
Probably like a loofah or some shit. I don't know. But yeah, that's it, man. We're out of time. People know what's up.
Did it.
I do think that if you have more questions, I like more questions. I like to interact with y'all more. Let me know what you guys want to hear more of. Let me know what relationships advice you have. If you got random questions like, why do guys have to pee standing up? I don't know, man. If you got random questions like that you need answered, because I think we have a bit more of a female following than I thought we did. Originally, I thought this was going to be a sausage fest. Like, I thought this was going to be like all dudes who are just going to be like, yeah, we think like these dudes do. But I think there's a bit more females listening than I thought they were. So hello to you, ladies. These fine, sexy bitches. I'm gonna start being like, yeah, ladies.
Like, welcome. Oh, you a sexy Ooh. Bitch, ain't you?
Ooh, what you doing, fine thing? What you doing? But anyways, so questions, you know, let us know. I put all the pertinent links down below.
You lost me at pertinent.
Important shit down below. If you ever give me your eBay shit, I might post it up there. And questions, email me. motivatedresults@yahoo.com or send me a DM or a PM or a whatever.
Or nudes. Just send nudes. It's easy. This is the quickest way for us to know you.
Is it? Is that mm-hmm. what, okay. Well, whatever, man. If that works.
Might.
What else? Yeah, if you guys like this kind of stuff, share it with people. Let people know about it. You know, the bigger we get the community, the bigger we can, you know, get more questions, get more interactions with people. But this today has been another segment of the Life Generalist Podcast, brought to you by Ruben and Jonathan. Feel free to follow all of our links. We'll see you guys next week.